Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes, no artificial sweeteners, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Damn, Davies, we got lots going on in the world today. My God, take that.
Right.
Ooh, boy.
Right.
Off the top, though, before we get to Diddy and his whereabouts, apologies to Kate Middleton, our little princess out there. We all speculated on what happened to her, including us. I thought she was dead at a certain point.
Yeah, we said
she dropped a video. We have no idea.
Yeah.
And it's cancer. That's not a good one. That's
colostomy.
Not a fun one. Yeah, you said
BBL.
C-bag. Yeah, BBLs was out there.
Masked Singer.
Yeah. Well,
they were all out there.
Masked Singer would have been worse.
I know. It's just all the theories were out there.
Yeah, so they were out
I'm a bitch. And I'm sorry. But what I will say about Kate is that is the motherfucking, I mean, a badass bitch. Meghan Markle could never.
Sure.
Meghan Markle could never.
Yeah.
Even handle things in that way ever. You know what I mean? I think that the palace made it worse. I'm going to be honest. I think their PR person is 80 years old. I think the king is about to die. You know, I mean, I think everyone in that world, as it is here, is just real old and out of touch. And so the way that they were handling it really made it worse than it needed to be.
Yeah.
All the weird Photoshop and the fake people walking and all of this, like, they
could didn't do her any favors.
Silence is what she wanted. And they were trying to use their old school methods from way, way back in the day. And they weren't flying anymore, right? And she was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Do my hair. Let's fucking go.
She wrote it herself is what I heard. She got out there and did it herself on her own. And she went full Oliver Anthony.
She said, I'll just set up a phone.
And it started with,
thank you so much for all of your support and concern. Boom. Fuck you. I have cancer.
Yeah.
But thank you, by the way, for allowing my family to deal with this, like the way that she was saying it, not with a hint of shade, but it was. Which was like, thank you for allowing my family to deal with this in a privately for my young children and making sure that everything's okay.
It was a nice fuck you.
It was a really nice fuck you. That's how you do it. Take notes, Meghan Markle. Meghan has been dreaming for cancer since she fucking started dating Harry.
Bob, shut the door back there. There's a general in the other room for the next show. Things are going to get wild today.
Right.
It's going to get wild in here today.
So she has been dreaming of something. When she saw Kate handle things in this way, she was like, I was trying everything. I was like, somebody asked about the color of my baby. I couldn't wear red. You know what I mean? Like, I was trying everything. Yeah. And then this just comes up with cancer.
I know. No.
And does it in a way that she could never.
Graceful, so, made her more beloved, everything else.
Can't wait
and then
for
all
her.
Of us are like, I'm sorry. We're all going to hell. Okay? We're all going to hell.
I know. But again, we both said too, like, we weren't even paying attention until
their fuckery with the Photoshop and the videos and the body
doubles. Until an old person tried to be like, I've, you know, old PR moves. I'll send this to the press. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, don't post anything. And she was sick and couldn't deal with it. And she's such a company woman that they were like, we need you to take credit for this Photoshop. And she's like, fine, just stop.
Yep. Yeah. The other part, too, was during the video, she did have the ring on, which was missing from the photo. And, you know, remember I said that seemed weird as well, because that also made people speculate that there was an affair going on and all the other shit. And they just made it worse. Either way, prayer hands up to Kate Middleton and emojis and all that stuff. Okay. Yeah. We're sorry. We're losers and we're all going to hell over here.
Yeah.
Now, will Diddy be there before us? Maybe. Maybe he might be there before us. Oh, Bob.
We've
got a lot of clips today to play. Go ahead and play this video here. But I don't even know what this is.
Just some interesting. It's just a video that's resurfaced. So it's added some, I guess, potentially new context.
Well, there's a lot of videos that are resurfacing that add context. Go ahead and play this one. I haven't seen this one.
For those who don't know who the young gentleman on the left is, that is a young, fresh-faced Justin Bieber.
Sure is.
Very young.
Very young. Yeah, very 15, young. 14 years old.
Willing to do whatever, probably, for a career.
Wow.
Lips as soft as ever.
Oh, boy. Play it.
Of course.
You got any volume here? Oh, there it is. Bob, you had it. We had it.
48 hours. Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
I have been
given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher. I had legal guardianship of Usher when you know he did his first album. I did Usher's first album.
Oh, no.
I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So and we gonna go full.
Buck
full crazy.
We're going crazy.
Oh, no. So, all right, let's rewind from here then. Usher was on Howard Stern recently, and he was talking about being at Diddy's house when he was 15 years old. And he said, how crazy was it? And he goes, well, saw a lot of shit I probably shouldn't have at 15 years old. And Stern was like, well, was there women? Was there sex and everything else? And Usher was like, you know, I don't really want to comment on it, but it was crazy.
Uh-huh.
This has been going on in different realms here for months. So I'll go back to the Cat Williams interview on Club Shay Shay. Even he was just like, did he call him a dick demonic or is it demonic dicks, I believe, which I never heard that phrase before, but that they were all
about
going
Diddy
down this year. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard Live Under a Rock, all of his homes were raided yesterday by the feds, and they're looking into sex trafficking, illegal firearms, drugs, and a potential murder, allegedly. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, Diddy's kids were arrested at the L.A. home. Apparently, they were in on it or at some of these parties or something like that. They were released, and Diddy was on a flight to Antigua, or at least his plane was. TMZ did have footage of him pacing outside the Miami airport. Okay. As things were going down here. TMZ reported today, if you want to look this up, Bob, on TMZ, maybe about 2 hours ago. So here's the footage of him just walking around pacing at the airport yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what happened or if the plane was stopped, but 2 hours ago, TMZ reported that they did talk to him. However, they let him go.
Okay.
Not really sure what the conversation was like or why. And then earlier, Steven Crowder called his pilots about an hour ago, said, "Where's Diddy?" And he hung up the phone and said, "I can't tell you that." This is a wild, wild story. And it feels like this has been in the background for a while. We did a show called Surviving Diddy,
yeah.
What, 4 months ago?
Yeah.
When those allegations came out, he settled that lawsuit with his ex-girlfriend in under 24 hours.
Didn't he blow up Kid Cudi's car?
Blew up Kid Cudi's car that was in there. The
multiple
wildest
murders,
shit,
I'm sure.
Yes.
I mean, he killed Tupac, right?
Rumored.
There's a lot of rumors.
I've never fucked with Diddy. Diddy fucking sucks.
Whatever, dude.
I think,
as a person, sure, but if we put on the Essentials right now, you would fucking bop, dude.
West Coast, bro.
You would bop, dude.
No. And I tell you what, we'll do it for Thursday's episode. We'll do it because we could be at the end here. I want to hear Puff Daddy's music one more time. We'll do it on Patreon on Thursday. Go through the hits, and then that'll be the last time until all this shakes out, and we'll see where we land on that.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be to prove Delco wrong about how many bangers he actually had.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's endless. I mean, it's absolutely endless. Yeah.
No, not even that.
That's a great one.
Not even
great
that
song,
one.
Though. It's a great song.
I mean, you got to try like sampling the Police and shit like that. And,
with Mace?
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
God. With Biggie,
dude.
Victory, the R. Kelly song.
I don't really fuck with Biggie, though, so.
I don't. Really? Either.
I don't fuck Biggie or Diddy, no.
So the first two, well, there was a third album that I didn't like from, but it was after he's dead, so who knows what was really went into that. But the first two albums were incredible.
Okay. Yeah.
For Biggie Smalls.
No, yeah. I'm sure if you put them on right now, I'd be like, oh, okay, you know.
I think the difference is Tupac had like 12, 15 albums or whatever the fuck it was, right, where B.I.G. only had two albums. He just didn't have the work ethic. And it was in that movie, if you saw the movie.
And his best song is a remix with Miley Cyrus.
Well, here's the other part, too, is going through the catalog, which we'll play on Thursday on Patreon. We'll go through all of it. A lot of them were samples, and that was kind of the knock on Diddy for, you know, 10, 15 years, where all these huge hit songs used to be hit songs in a different era, and he just remixed all of them and sampled them and, you know, got rich off of it. How rich did he get? $1 billion. He had Sean John. He had Bad Boy Records, clothing line, all that other stuff, Ciroc Vodka, as well as a million artists under his label and shit. It's fucking endless. His empire was endless.
Yeah. So the allegations, like from the lawsuit that kind of started this ball rolling, there was so many things in there that you kind of can't let them settle that out of court. Do you know what I mean? The things that she was saying is kind of like, you know, sure, you got him to pay, but it was out there. So now they have to look at it, right? If it wasn't kids, like minors, then I would be like, this is just some gangster ass shit and fucking
Sure.
Tyga could never.
Yeah. But now you got minors involved. So, Bob, go to your...
Now it's not cool anymore.
Go to your Twitter DMs and play those links in order there. Because people kind of broke it down as far as like the lawsuit goes. So start with, the guy with the mustache. I don't know who this is.
I didn't realize how controlled the music industry is until I made this chart. See, I wanted to know how many of this last year's top 100 songs were produced by Universal Music Group, whose CEO is Lucian Grange, who was directly named in the recent P. Diddy lawsuit that alleged that he has hundreds of hours of video footage and audio recordings of all of this illegal stuff going on, providing laced alcoholic beverages to minors and sex workers, drugging and sexually assaulting people, underage girls, shootings, all kinds of drugs and firearms, and sketchiest of all, these crazy parties being hosted in houses wired up with secret cameras in every room, like Jeffrey Epstein style. There's photographic evidence included in the lawsuit. Pause if you want to read this. And the lawsuit directly alleges that CEO of Universal Music Group, Lucian Grange, was attending these parties and had direct knowledge of all of the crimes, or at least some of the crimes that I just mentioned. And again, this is all allegedly, according to this lawsuit, which has a lot of evidence to support it. And Lucian Grange is the CEO of Universal Music Group, which is massive. And
okay, you
can I ask a question real quick?
Go ahead.
Do you notice the line that's highlighted?
Which one?
In this Wikipedia page that this guy posted?
No, what does it say?
He's highlighting certain things. He highlight all that evidence, right? Yeah. Like, oh, they're sleeping with underage, drugs, blah, blah.
Yes.
This is the line that this influencer or whatever highlighted on Lucian Grange's Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Grange grew up in a Jewish family.
Interesting.
Well,
which way is he going with that, though?
Right.
What is the importance of that even to this?
Yeah.
Well, Jews around the world, right?
Jews around the world is what he's getting to later, this guy.
Okay.
But the reason why I sent you this one, Bob, is this is a totally different lawsuit than the one that girl filed. So you're not having just that girl, because that girl's lawsuit was fucking insane. This lawsuit is insane, but outlines the same exact behavior. Now, one thing I wanted to point out, when he got to the digital stuff with the pictures in there, in the videos, I was in a lawsuit 5-6 years ago. I forget which one it was, but that was the first time that you could use digital evidence as part of a lawsuit. And Bob, your mom would actually know a lot about this. So yeah, right there. Maybe 5 or 6 years ago, you could start to include pictures or recordings or text messages, anything digital to a lawsuit like this. Now, you're dropping fucking...
re-upload. Do you want to re-upload?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So with this guy right here, you're putting in pictures of things that are going on. So it's not like, oh, hey, you can debunk these.
Right, but it's a lawsuit.
I suppose could debunk, like, so it says the Mr. Combs with an underage female. So yeah, I guess you would have to just debunk the identity of that woman.
Or who is in this photo. Now, it's blurred out because obviously they're probably underage. That's what they do for shit like that, for pictures like this. But there is photographic evidence. You don't include that in a lawsuit. If it's not the person, I mean, you could get in some deep shit over that. So look, these two lawsuits are very, very similar. Mm-hmm. And then three more women came out afterwards and, also filed very, very similar lawsuits. Could some of them be a cash grab? Yes. Feds raiding your fucking, all your houses all over the country. Probably not.
Yeah. What was the raid? I think they have a list of what the raid specifically is for.
We'll play this second video real quick, and then we'll go through the raid and what was in there.
Rude. This is actually the lawsuit that got filed against him. It's 73 pages long. I've read most of it, and it is bad. Like, I'm talking Epstein level bad. Allegedly gay Jeffrey Epstein level bad. And there's screenshots, there's videos, and there's a lot of evidence of everything he has listed down here. It is, like, it's bad.
All right, you can press pause now. So this is involving men as well as women here at this point. I don't know if these Justin Bieber, whoever's underage on this, but like, this is where shit gets off the rails to me, where it's not just women in these lawsuits. It's also dudes who say that they were sexually abused as well.
Is his son Christian Combs?
Yes.
So his son's listed on here as drugging and sexually assaulting a woman as well.
Correct. Which is, yesterday he was in handcuffs in the front yard of the LA house. So is the other kid. And who knows what this is. Now, as a parent, could I imagine having parties and sex parties with drugs and with my kids and shit? No, not at all. And that's fucking insane if this was happening at the same time and the kids were at the fucking house.
It's all relative, though. Like, would we go to a brewery and drink with our kids? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But that's just the kind of parties that Diddy has. So it's like, you know, it's all you know, the levels change where.
Yeah, you go.
Depending on where you're at.
You guys take the kids to Dripping Springs Vodka Distillery.
Right, that's straight vodka drinking with the kids.
And sure. Diddy takes his kids to a dirty, drug-fueled whore orgy.
But that's because what he does. Right. That's what he does every day, and that's what he enjoys. And I like a vodka and an outdoor, you know, little sunset.
So you're saying he's sharing his hobbies with his kids.
You guys like a little countryside distillery, and he likes
passed
out 16-year-olds.
Yeah, you got a meanwhile brewery that has a playground.
Yeah.
Anyways, now, who brought this lawsuit, though?
So here's the thing. There is so many that are filed currently that all of these lawsuits that everybody's sharing all over TikTok and everything else are coming from like 6 to 7 different people. And that's what makes all of this very, very tricky. Now, the last video to play here is this dude who's in the rap game, who's known all this shit forever. Well, 3 months ago, he did an interview where he said, hey, this was 3 months ago.
Need to build a spot over there in Bali for his boy Puffy. Puffy, I warn Keefe D to take his ass over there. There's no extradition laws over there. So I'm warning you now, Puffy. Take your ass over there. Reggie prediction. I know Puffy is smart enough, and he probably done already cleaned his houses. But sexual predators, what do they do? And we'd be like, damn, why? They treat their sex tapes like, y'all remember that song, Me and My Girlfriend, that Pac did? What he was talking about? What was Pac talking about, y'all?
Who are we getting our facts?
Do y'all really know what he was talking about?
Hang on.
For those of y'all know what he's talking about, he's talking about a gun, but sexual predators is what hold on to their tapes. And cops know that. So I wouldn't be surprised if some store just or some of Puffy properties be getting raided real soon. Because they need to get to those tapes. They get one of those tapes with him with those little people that's been making the accusations. Woo! Man. Done. But Puffy the type, he'll blow his brains out, guarantee y'all. Or do like he did on that court screw lie, how he did. We know what you did, Puff. Misa told us. Nigga, you slit your wrist. He gonna do something stupid like that.
All right, you can press that. Yep, so that was from 3 months ago. Cat Williams, again, I'll go back to the Shay Shay thing. He said it as well. Fucking Chappelle's been doing sketches about him for 20 years.
I wish we could play it because
that's
been trending on Twitter.
The Cambodian breast milk and all that other shit. Look, I mean, it's wild as fuck. I've said on this show, like I went to one of the white parties. I got to go to one of those parties. Did I see any underage shit? No, absolutely not. It was all celebrities and everything else. But I will say, you can look this guy up. It was at a guy named Ron Burkle. His mansion in L.A. It was after MTV Movie Awards, I want to say 03, 04, somewhere in there. Now, recently, Ron Burkle, according to Reddit and everyone else, was also listed with Epstein and those guys.
Mm.
So does all of this entire fucking circle of all these fucking people tie together? Probably. What I can't figure out is why it's always underage kids and shit like that. I just don't get it.
Can I read you the headline that goes with this fun picture?
No. Please. Go ahead. Yeah, please.
First off, LOL. I don't know who that is.
Right.
But it says, Clinton pal Ron Burkle hit with racial discrimination suit.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he got accused of the Epstein thing. And then, you know, he's been married a million times and all of the shit. And they were homies. So all of his parties used to be at this guy's house. And that was like the big L.A. mansion. It was the one where it had the happy Gilmore fountains in the background. Or what's the other one? Billy Madison. With the fountains and the thing. And you were like, holy shit, this property is amazing. I mean, he owns fucking everything, this guy. And in LA, I mean, it's endless of the property he owns. I think he was originally like a grocery store guy or something like that.
Man, this keeps just getting gnarlier.
What does this one say?
He owns Neverland?
Yes. He bought Neverland. Yes, he did.
Bought it?
He bought Neverland.
Come on!
Or is he hiding in plain sight? You know, I don't know. Be more on the fucking nose. That's why it's like, really? 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 Really?
Look,
you're that dumb?
Or
they have
a fed, like Kanye said.
Oh.
Yeah. Kanye said it for a while, but
who's a fed?
Puff Daddy was a fed. Look, I don't know.
I can't, like, my brain shuts down with that last, like, that was one too many for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, my brain shuts down with too many theories.
Yeah. But what I can say, like, regarding the white parties and all that shit, it was all, you know, wall-to-wall celebrities, and that's kind of it. And then they cut it off at a certain time. Now, what happened in the house, who knows?
You weren't invited to that.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't famous for that. I was famous for that shit. Like, but there was a bunch of events that I went to where, like, the party stopped at a certain point, and then they went somewhere else. Whatever the fuck happened there, I don't know, but I was never at a level of fame in my life to get to go into whatever the fuck that was or even be invited into that shit. So do I think all of this is probably connected and they're all doing crazy shit like this?
So then
now, but do you think anything at the time? No. And that's probably why nothing ever really came out. But a lot of people, Candace Owens included, is calling this the year of revelations and that they're going to go after all these sexual predators and their behavior and all this shit for the rest of the year. We'll see.
Another celebrity is named in the lawsuit as well. So some of them are like redacted or whatever.
Prince Harry was named in one
Prince
of them.
Prince Harry got dropped in there, but just for like being someone you could have access to at the white parties. And
right.
Stuff
and
like
that's
that.
What I was saying to him last night is like, I think that's why Epstein took so many pictures so that he could be like, hey, I know this person. Come, you know, it co-signs for what you want to do or whatever. But yeah,
the one but an extra assailant, I guess, Cuba.
Wow.
Lil Rod adds Cuba Gooding Jr. to sexual assault lawsuit.
So Lil Rod is his bodyguard. If the bodyguard's flipping who's been with him forever like that, it's game over.
I think like he's had the same Scarface shit where they just like got everybody to flip who was like cool with shit forever. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not sure. And that's why all of this is so wild. But if you're looking at it from the aspect of, let's say you're trying to get other people in or whatever, I'll share my example again. Like, that was the greatest party I'd ever been to in my life. And I've said that on the show a couple times. Because of that, everybody else probably had the same experience. So therefore, when you're talking about Puff Daddy in regards to who he is and the parties and how nice he was in person and all that other shit, everybody around said the exact same thing. So yeah, everybody wanted to be there. You wanted to hang out with this guy. You wanted to go to the shit. You wanted to be involved in all the everything else. So over the years, you probably have everybody and their mother that's trying to cover up for this guy.
Right.
Because even at the same party, Kobe was there. And that was the party that Kobe walked out of. Looked around and was just like, nah, man, I'm too good for this shit. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And he was with his wife and, you know, bounced. But Shaq was there, and shit, Christina Aguilera. I mean, there's a fucking, I could name a million, got John Mayer. A million fucking people were at this thing. And when you left, yes, you told everybody how great it was, how great Puff Daddy was, how nice he was. Anything you wanted, he gave you personally. He chatted with you personally and all that other shit. So yeah, I think everybody was fine going along with it for years and years. And now that the party's over, it's like the Great Gatsby.
Or the feds know who to flip and how. But yeah, true. Show this picture then of Lil Rod, the red one, and Cuba.
Oh boy.
Now this picture, the room or whatever, it's red. The back,
like the
sex worker ones and stuff like that.
So
it's a red
what's
party.
On the computer? It looks,
the white party turns into red party.
It could. But, and brilliant. That's some Amsterdam shit.
Oh, my. No, that's some fucking host extraordinaire. What a great host he was, too.
He was the best. I mean.
I know. You were really defending him for a long time just then.
Oh, 100%.
Right then.
Because I couldn't.
It was
like,
a lot.
Even not. It's not that. But when you go to this shit,
there's no way
that you can picture this going on after staying there for, I think I was there roughly 4 or 5 hours. And you don't see anything and you're like, all right, well, I just had the best time ever. And so did my friends that I was with.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also another, whatever
red
happened
party.
In the house. Yeah. And that could have been this shit. And who knows? But I'm not Cuba Gooding Jr. either. Like, he was an Oscar winner at that point.
I mean, this looks like a drunk Cuba, too. Just be like, man, right? Or no?
I don't know. But this picture was in the lawsuit. Who's the other dude here?
No, this was.
That's a little Rod, I thought, but this is.
Maybe
yeah.
It's someone else.
It's someone else.
Who knows? But there's something blurred out on the computer screen there.
It's just a low-res picture.
Okay. Yeah.
It's old.
Gotcha. But then if he is a Fed, why him? Why now?
That he's a Fed?
Or whatever. Like, let's take it from there. Let's say he's not a Fed. Let's say that's all made up or whatever.
Informant,
why him right now? The timing of all of this is strange.
I know you just had that Nickelodeon doc come out.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's if you are calling it the year of the reckoning or whatever Candace Owens said. But
yeah,
I think anytime there's an opening, like nobody wants to be the first. But Cassie, I guess, was the first and opened up, a lane for everyone else to go through. Right. I don't know.
It's
always like, why now? Why now with Weinstein? Like, why did everyone knew that too? Same thing. Everyone knew.
Right. Yeah.
And it
I don't
was
know.
Just like, and then same with, you know,
I don't
Bill
know.
Cosby. It seemed like everyone knew. Why now means where the people are in their lives that they're able to go after them. Or it might be something more salacious. I just don't know enough to even. go down a conspiracy hole, right? So I'm not sure. I'm sure people that have followed Diddy or knew some rumors would know better of like, why now? I just don't.
Well, there's been a lot of whispers out there, but it's, you know, mostly rappers and people on the inside. And, you know, this is another interview where somebody else has said, this is going to be the year of fucking revelations. And I'll go back to Cat Williams and he goes, it's all coming this year. Now, the latest one is from Candace Owens this morning. She's talking about Crowder. She says, wait until they find out what he's been doing to his wife.
I thought we saw that.
Yeah. I never edited my opinion on Steven Crowder because I knew that everything would eventually be revealed. This really is going to be the year of revelations. This is in regards to a story that's going viral right now with a former employee that he is suing for some crazy fucking shit.
He basically, the guy quit. I was watching the video before we went on air.
Okay, cool. Okay.
The guy quit because the workplace was insane, like toxic, like actually toxic, not like Gen Z. This workplace is toxic.
Right.
Crowder immediately was like, got him with the lawyers and was like, you got to sign this fucking NDA and double non-disparagement agreement and a fucking non-compete where you can't work in media for 2 years. And then yeah, has been hitting him with like C&Ds and everything else since then, and basically trying to like bankrupt him and fuck up his life with lawsuits.
Well, and you can. I mean, we're watching it with Trump right now. It's the best way to do it. And Lance Armstrong did it in the past. He buried those motherfuckers overseas. Remember that bicyclist and his wife?
Mm-hmm.
They knew everything, and they just kept suing over and over and over again until they had nothing, because you got to pay these legal bills. The Puff Daddy shit, though, is just so wild. I mean, what has a... I mean, I guess Cosby, but what, celebrity this
but
big?
Cosby, this is like an industrial scale, right?
Yeah.
Like, Cosby was just like sneaking around in the dark doing it for himself.
Right.
Diddy, apparently.
So many names probably connected to this.
Yeah,
oh my
like
God. It's got to be
more
endless.
Than Epstein.
I bet Jay-Z's sweating right now.
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
So that he's been trending all day too. And they're saying, "Hey dude, they're coming after you next." I have no knowledge of anything about Jay-Z, but I didn't about Puff Daddy either. So who fucking knows? But all of this shit, it's all billionaires doing this weird shit. And it's, are you just bored? Are you just bored with life? And you're like, all right, what's left? Kids.
And Alexander wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Very poetic, Bob.
Yeah.
Very poetic.
It's about, that is about porn.
Yeah.
In a way.
In a way.
In the only way. Yeah.
So now does Puff Daddy off himself like Epstein? Does he get Epstein? Does he... What do you do here? Do you believe that guy in the video who said that 3 months ago that he would kill himself? If I'm that rich and I'm a billionaire, same with Epstein, because we saw the problems he had. He was inviting the lawyer to his cell for, I think it was the max was like 8 hours a day to go over a case. And she admitted she would oftentimes just be hanging out with him for 8 hours because there's nothing to discuss.
Right.
But that you're so bored and you're so miserable in jail because after being a billionaire and having everything for years, then you're stuck in this jail. I can't see him being there for the next 30, 40 years like R. Kelly.
But does he go? Does he go to jail?
If you know, like at this point, with all this shit coming down, he's the only one that really knows what happens. Well, and obviously whoever filed these lawsuits, but he'll know, and he's going to have to make that decision for himself of, do I think I can get out of this? Because he was above the law at one point. He got away with murder. I mean, there was a murder trial. And what year was that, Bob? Jennifer Lopez had to testify. Shine ended up taking the bid, and he got 12 years for it. But it was a shooting in a club in New York City, and he got off of it.
Where do you...
It went to trial. This was a full trial. Just type in Puff Daddy trial.
It was 2001.
2001. Okay,
yeah.
So he got off on murder. Now, his buddy that was with him didn't, and the rumor was that he had paid him off to say, hey, you're going to do this prison time, and I'll take care of you the rest of your life. Shine does get out of prison and has zero complaints and never went after Diddy for it.
So the shooting was in 99. He was acquitted in 2001.
Right, yeah, I went to trial then. And that's when he was dating Jenny from the block, and she was at the fucking trial every day. So maybe if you think you're above the law after, you know, murder, you're like, all right, well, fuck, what's the rest of this shit? Who cares?
Right. Or where can he go? Why can't he just take his plane somewhere and
so
then
can
not get extradited? Right?
Well, he'd have to go to, what did they say yesterday, Bomb?
Cape Verde.
Cape Verde, which I don't know anything about.
I keep seeing Antigua.
Yeah, Cape Verde is Africa, I believe.
No. I think it's in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah. No.
So go. I mean,
Cabo Verde is in Africa.
Instead of killing yourself, just
go to
somewhere.
A country that they can't extradite you? Like, was that guy real when he said Bali? I've never heard Bali as being a non.
No.
Right?
I don't know.
Can you get extradited in Bali? Because if not, that'd be a great place to kind of move all your money over to and live out the rest of your life.
I think there are great places. Who was that?
McAfee went to Belize, right?
Yeah, Belize. But
does Belize have a extradition?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No, because I think they did. The marshal came and got him from Belize, right?
I think so,
is that
right?
What happened?
Okay. Yeah.
They just didn't. Yeah.
I think it's Ecuador. Ecuador is the only one that I know of offhand. I don't know the rest of them.
Oh, his crimes, though, were in Belize. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, gotcha. For McAfee?
Yeah. So he was moving out there to just like get off the grid and be a fucking weirdo, but he committed crimes. The murders and stuff were in Belize. So that wasn't an extradition thing.
He killed the guy who owned a bar at UCF.
That's sweet.
But that's not what they were looking for him for.
No, no. It was because the guy was also down in Belize.
Okay.
I believe.
Bob, okay. What are the countries that you can't get extradited from?
Non-extradition, China, Iran, North Korea, Russia. Let's look. Obviously.
Not great. Any of those.
Venezuela, Indonesia, Mongolia.
Okay.
Ironically, Ukraine, Vietnam, most of Africa, it says.
Okay.
Huh.
Where's that one director that like...
Roman Polanski.
Yeah. Where'd Polanski go?
He's in France.
Yeah, he went to like the south of France.
They just didn't because they were like, "This is not a claim to us."
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but that was a different story.
Yeah.
But a stitch like that, I don't know.
You know,
none of these countries you just listed are great. I've never been to Indonesia, but the rest of them,
you could find a little corner of the world, and you know,
yeah,
build something. You're still a fucking billionaire, right?
Yeah, Afghanistan. Yeah.
No, there's some places in Africa, right?
Oh, Bhutan.
Most of the Middle East. He could go to Qatar, maybe Dubai even.
He could go to Dubai.
Dubai would do it.
Go to Dubai.
Because at this point, if you're looking, and let's just go back to Trump because this trial's in New York. This trial will be in New York. This is the state of New York, by the way, on all of this. You're not getting out of New York. Like, it's too liberal. Like, you're fucked. Any Me Too shit, any fucking, like, political shit, you're going down there. There's no way he can think he can get out of this shit at this point.
Wait, Taiwan?
Really?
Oh. That makes no sense.
All right.
It really doesn't.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe because it's owned by China.
Oh, yeah.
Here, I'm going to throw one out there. If he wants to maybe declare a sort of sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Vatican City, no extradition treaty with the United States.
Yeah.
I think it's about time he hit the confessional and, you know.
Well, if he's into dudes,
I'm just saying,
too,
you could hide out.
Yeah. Also, the Maldives.
Oh, my God. Really?
Oh, that's a great one. Well, shit. Case closed.
Morocco, too. Morocco would be kind of sick.
No, Morocco's not great. It's not great. The Maldives, you got the winner there, Bob. I would do all the things and get the fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm just saying if your option is to kill yourself or lay low
in the Maldives,
in the Maldives, like just do that. You're already halfway there.
Yeah. But as far as like today's social media and everything else, he's too famous worldwide. That's it's not like he could dip in and out of a country and be like, oh,
and
shit.
And there is no Dubai. He could go to Dubai as well.
Okay.
The UAE has no extradition.
So I would go to those two. Maldives or Dubai, he's got enough money for it. And let's face it, the fucking heads of Dubai don't give a shit. What
they commit those crimes every day.
Every day.
So
every day.
I say do that. Get yourself a little, you know.
Yeah. But it's wild. Fuck. What a wild
situation. It's wild. My mind goes crazy when it's like such a... like Bob was saying, like industrial, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A farm type situation, a huge side business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when I just go like, well,
Cosby was just getting it for Cosby. That's what,
yeah. And like that you go, or even Weinstein. It's like,
yeah,
that seems tale as old as time.
Right.
He's not getting it for other people.
Yeah.
That's my thing is like, you are going to risk this to get something for someone else, sex trafficking wise, let's say, right?
Mm-hmm. All this is making people insane, though, right? Like the whole Nickelodeon stuff that came out.
Oh, shit.
They're going through the logo and they're like, this looks like Epstein's Island.
I know.
So, you know what? Since you brought it up, we'll talk about it because we just finished watching Quiet on Set was it Netflix or HBO?
It was HBO.
Yeah. HBO. Everybody was talking about it. You and I decided to watch it. The first three episodes, I was like, meh, this is really a stretch here at this point. And then Drake Bell sat down.
Right.
From Josh and Drake. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Pickle Boy.
Right.
Bob, can you pull up a picture of Pickle Boy for the audience? Should we have seen this coming? Yes.
Although, yeah.
Yeah. Pickle Boy, dude.
Pickle
there
Boy.
There he is. Top left.
Pickle Boy, yeah.
Top left. Yeah, that was the guy who sexually abused Drake Bell over and over and over again. And at one point, he stuffs a pickle through a hole in a door.
Almost looks like a glory hole.
And Ray Romano is on the other side eating it.
Takes a bite with ecstasy. Yeah. Yeah. So...
That's a great pickle.
I don't know if Nickelodeon as a whole. I mean, they really tried to rope in Nickelodeon in this, right?
They got that foot logo.
But it was...
Yeah.
It was Pickle Boy and then...
The other stuff.
Who's the big
Dan
dude?
Schneider.
Schneider.
Yeah.
Is a creep, right?
Why did he sit down for that interview?
Oh, that other one?
Yeah.
I think because he was like, well, nothing, you know, he's sort of like, in comparison, I don't look that bad in this,
yeah,
right?
He never
so
rapes
he
anybody.
Was like, I just need to apologize to some people.
He's just like, I used to just give them massages.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because really, like, they didn't expose anything about Dan Schneider except for him being like an asshole misogynist,
right?
Dick,
like that
it, writer.
It didn't feel like there was enough
foot fetish,
right? It didn't feel like there was enough in there to really damage him. But then when Pickle Boy pops up with Drake Bell, then it's another story,
right? And then Drake goes, the only one that was like helping me and on my side was Dan Schneider. Schneider. So
yeah.
Like I think Dan felt like he was good, so he sat down for that interview, right?
How bad was the interview? I didn't watch it.
He was just apologetic the whole time. It's like almost incriminating
it
himself.
Was weird. We can't show it, right? Mm-mm. Okay, so it was he's goatee glasses Dan Schneider now, and he was just like, I owe some people some big apologies. And he also, this was a little bit of shade, I don't know if you noticed this in the interview, but he was like, I also need to apologize to all the other people around that saw it. And it made them maybe uncomfortable, kind of putting the blame on, do you know what I mean? Being okay. Like there was a bunch of people around, but he was doing it in the form of an apology, right? I'm really sorry to everyone else that saw what I was doing and didn't like tell me.
Right. Is this him now?
Mm-hmm.
Strange. Okay. Jabes, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. We were all up in that business last night, dude, in the bed.
Whoa.
In the whoa.
I
meant relaxing.
Yes.
Watching Quiet on Set together. And I would highly recommend you do that in a bed, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Or cleanse with The Bachelor after.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
Do a cleansing after.
It's awesome, though. That goddamn adjustable base is the best. Remote control goes upsy, downsy, all aroundsies. Vibrates from head to toe, although you don't like that option.
I don't.
You don't like massages at all.
Yeah, and especially a vibrating underneath. No. No,
you don't like any of it.
No,
shakes your little brain
I'm not
around.
Going down that.
Shakes your little brain around, you know?
Yeah. I don't like
I
a whole
it.
Body vibration. That's what I mean.
Sure.
Yeah, because my brain is very small and it shakes around
it
inside
does.
My head.
It does. And you can hear it. It's like mm-hmm. a nickel in a tin can.
Yeah.
So she doesn't like it. However, they have best mattresses on the planet, best sheets, best pillows. They got mattresses for RVs over there. Everything is 50% off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Ghostbed.com/DRINKINGBROS is also offering a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. So fill up that cart as high as it'll go and then stretch out those payments over 3 years. Pop in the promo code DRINKINGBROS, you get 50% off, and then boom, 3 years, stretch it out, dude. That way you can afford whatever you want over there. And if you're near the end of your life, who cares, right? Stretch it out. Leave that debt to your kids and your family, okay? You need the comfort now, though, all right? Go to ghostfit.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we want to welcome back our good friends over at Diet Smoke. For those of you new to THC, I'll break it down for you. Diet Smoke crafts their premium THC products from 100% American-grown hemp. Speaking of crafting, the fellows over there at Diet Smoked, they've cooked up another fucking can't-miss product. Their new shrooms, THC-blended gummies have launched, and they're perfect. I love them. 5 milligrams apiece. Those are the yellow ones, by the way, in that bag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice. That I pop on in there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Two is my limit on that. So you it's 10 two? Milligrams. Well, it's 5 milligrams apiece.
Okay.
So it's 10, and it's good enough for the giggles and all the fun. Mm-hmm. And it ships to all 50 states. So you don't have to send people to fucking Colorado anymore or beg people who are going to Vegas or LA. You bring me back some gummy. There's some shrooms. You don't have to do that anymore. They'll just ship it right to your fucking house, which is awesome. Comes in a discreet bag. No one will know. If you're not into shrooms, well, they got THC gummies, anywhere from 5 milligrams all the way to 150. Some of them come with CBD. Some of them come with melatonin. Some of them come with caffeine. So no matter what mood you're in, they've got the right blend for you. They're even doing little Zen pouches, dude, for the mouth. Yeah, they are with CBD. Haven't had them yet. They just got shipped. I ordered a tin, I guess you would call it.
Interessant.
I know. So I got one for you at the house. I'll give it to you later. Yeah. Huge fan of these guys. What sets them apart is their commitment to the customers. They get a QR code on every single bag. You can scan it. It'll tell you how many milligrams were in it, when it was made, the second it was pushed out the door, all of it. Nobody else does that. They also have excellent customer service. If you don't like it, you can just return it, and they're super fucking cool about it over there. Love these guys. Gigantic fan of their company, and I take one of these gummies every single night. Really helps with night-night. So go to dietsmoke.com. Use the code DB50. For 50% off any item, including the all-new Shroom Gummies. That's dietsmoke.com. Promo code DB50 for 50% off any item. Remember, you must be 21 years or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly. And cheers to Diet Smoke. Next up, James, we got hardafseltzer.com. Let's go.
Woot,
woot. Woot, woot.
Woot, woot.
Had a bunch of them over the weekend for March Madness.
You did.
You're doing well in the tourney right now.
Yeah, I'm not busted yet.
No, your final four teams are still intact. You're good to go.
Yeah.
So you're in the running. Who do you have winning it all?
North Carolina.
I like that pick. I like North Carolina. I actually sprinkled money on them on my bookie. Promo code Drinking Bros for them. Doubles your first deposit to $1,000. Big fan. I think they brought everybody back, and it could be great, but you and I were raging all weekend and having some hard AFs. Luckily, they sell them at the grocery store right next to our house, which is awesome.
It is awesome.
I mean, just walk in, and there it is. Boom. We're in 50 HEBs in the state of Texas, biggest grocery chain down here. Kroger down in Houston. Every single Total Wine out there in the state of Texas, as well as in the state of Florida. Wilmington, North Carolina, we're in that Total Wine. We're in all the brunches, restaurants over there. Danny and the guys, we're drinking some hard AFs, watching the early games. I miss it because it's not going to happen. Like, this is the later games this week.
I know.
So head on over to Whiskey Creek over there, Mason.
There you go.
Josh is probably there raging, dude. Thursday night games are bangers. Duke is playing Gonzaga. That's going to separate the men from the boys there.
I have Gonzaga in my four.
Do you? I thought you had Duke in your final four.
No.
Oh, you got Gonzaga. Okay.
Yeah, I like a little upset.
I don't know if it is, actually. Okay. Both teams are playing great, so that'll be fun. But if you're looking up sports bars, because everybody's betting and raging for the weekend and all that stuff, go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com, because we're also live in Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, in Ohio. So if you're in Columbus, Ohio, and want to go to the Short North down there, they're always showing the games. People are raging, and that's great. So they got plenty of hard AF seltzers down there at the Pint House. Pint House in Short North, which is owned by Urban Meyer. That place is always rocking sports-wise. Standard Hall on campus is always rocking for the games. Tuscaloosa, Alabama's got Rama Jamma, Corks and Tops. We'll get you all set up over there. University of Auburn, are they still in it or are they out? Alabama's still in it, right? Auburn was the one that lost, I believe, Bob, right? Yeah, they're gone. So Bama fans, dude, you still have reason to celebrate. Shit, even Georgia fans, dude. They're playing Ohio State in the NIT tonight. Go to ABC Liquors on campus there at UGA and grab some. Go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip. It'll take you to the closest location nearest you. If you're not in one of those states or the surrounding state, we can just hop on over the border over there. Well, we still ship right to your house. So go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support us and support the show. But yeah, the first three episodes, I was like, this feels kind of like nothing. And then the fourth one hits and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh no. Pickle boy. Yeah. Pickle boy, dude. We knew it was going there. I just didn't want it.
Again, like.
I didn't want it to be true.
It's the case of like buying Neverland Ranch, right? Like you're just either so delusional or you're just like hiding in plain sight so that people won't assume.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's that pickle through the door there. Oh boy. When it went through the door hole, I was like, oh no.
Also, like the videos of like Ariana Grande trying to get juice out of a potato and like,
man, that's
were you loving that? And then water all over that. I don't even know what that clip was from.
This is, do you know what this is like? Do you know what Elsagate is?
No.
Elsagate is, you know that shit on YouTube? It was mostly a couple years ago where like things would pose as kids' shows.
Okay.
Or kids' videos. And then they'd be like doing weird, like not like straight up porn or sex, but like weird sexual.
But it looked exactly like it. And so it got onto YouTube.
And they're
kids.
Like dressed like Spider-Man or Elsa was a lot of it. And there was also stuff where they were doing like graphic surgery on cartoon characters.
And
crazy shit. I guess this is just that, but the 90s and early 2000s.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's the same type of thing.
They were left to their own devices. Nickelodeon, like execs never fucking rolled through. And they were just like, what? And it was like young, you know, like how editors will like put in something to be like, a fucking see if I can get away with it.
That's like, what that's this felt what like.
It, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It definitely felt like, how far can we go?
It felt like Dan Schneider himself had a lot of inside jokes where probably shit was cut from the network. And he was like, I wonder if I can slide this in and say, fuck you to these guys, you know?
Right. Again, if it's not kids, let's go.
Sure. But Pickle Boy was a lot here. It was a lot. And Ray Romano eating the pickle.
But it's like, why did Ray Romano do that? You know, like,
he doesn't know. It's a kid's thing. And, you know, at the time, glory holes weren't very popular. They are now. Okay. But.
Or it's the same thing as like when you go to see a kid's movie and they put in like jokes for the adults.
Yeah.
That the kids won't really get, but at least the adults can also enjoy.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they thought they were doing that. Like, the kids aren't going to get what this is, but the parents might have a chuckle.
But the parents will have a laugh. So, who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe not.
Also, I want to bring up an unfortunate case of bad timing here today for Will Smith again. God damn, this guy.
Right.
Man. So, Bad Boys.
Right.
Obviously trending all day. Yesterday, today. Forgot that's the name of his new movie, and they decided to drop the trailer today, which was probably a horrific PR mistake. And I watched
was
this
it great?
Morning.
Now, will Diddy be on this soundtrack? Because Shake Your Tail Feather from Bad Boys 2 with Nelly. Oh,
I'm so glad you asked. That's the first thought that went through my mind where I thought it would have to be scored with a Bad Boys song, right?
Had
to have been. This was not, I don't know if it was a last second decision, whatever it was, but horrific timing.
What if it's a guerrilla marketing scheme?
It's great timing. It's great timing.
Well, watch the trailer on your own and decide if you like it.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence take down a sex ring?
No, mm-hmm. No, it's not in this one. I watched the trailer this morning. It's not great. It's not great, but.
Were any of them great?
Yeah.
Or were we just.
No.
Different.
The first one held up.
Okay.
And it was Taya Leone in her prime, and you were like, yeah, the first one held up.
Okay.
You got to really feel for Big Sean, though. you know, Friday releases the first song in years.
Yep.
Just gets steamrolled by Kendrick and Future.
I know.
And then yesterday, can't even celebrate his 36th birthday because he just gets overshadowed by Diddy.
Every single time with that guy, you know?
Who celebrates their 36th birthday?
No one.
Oh, okay.
Celebrities too, obviously.
Oh, right.
You know, 36 is a big year. We'll see when I hit it in 2 years. I don't know what we're going to do. But,
sure.
We'll find out. We'll do something.
Sure.
We'll do something out there. But yeah, he can't catch a break. Did you like, I by the way, big fan of that new Future Kendrick Lamar song.
No, this is like my least favorite song on the album. I love the Future album, though.
Of course you do.
I like the song. I like the
whole album.
You
name anything in this world, and it'll be just pure hatred.
I just said no. I love the album. I don't like the song. It.
Least favorite song on the album. Do you know what song's number one in the world?
I don't like Kendrick, though.
I understand, but you...
I don't love a Kendrick either.
Number one song in the world right now is that song.
And he kind of buys his own hype. I don't like it.
Well, he went scorched earth against Drake and J. Cole, which is nice.
He's making me like J. Cole's now.
At least we have something fun and flirty here for the future. I don't think Drake will personally write a diss track against Kendrick Lamar. I think he learned his lesson with Pusha T. I don't think he's coming after Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
Well, J. Cole can.
J. Cole definitely can. Now, that motherfucker's, yeah. He's great, but I don't think Drake is going to do it. Drake's going to sit this one out. I guess him and Future are no longer friends after this. What I was wondering, though, and it's a serious question, the album is loaded and it rocks. And again, every song on iTunes is 1 through 16 on that goddamn thing right now, and it's good. If you're a player... You usually play music in the locker room for, you know, NFL or NBA or everything else. Both.
Oh, like an NBA.
Yeah. Okay. It would be hard because this album is so big right now to not play this in front of Russell Wilson. And then if you're Russell Wilson, you've got to hear Future all the fucking time. You'd be like, God damn it.
I bet he's used to it.
You think so? That's what I was wondering. Because
that's a classic troll for Russell Wilson. Whenever they go to a different stadium, somebody plays Future. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for him, it's not great. The Future dropped a banger of an album, so now he's got to live this out the rest of the summer.
Also, Future has a bunch of kids, right? Like, with multiple women.
Tons.
It's not like it's just this one child that Russell Wilson is raising.
Yeah, is it one, or how many kids do they have?
I think all of us are raising one of Future's children, really.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. So they have one of Future's children.
Okay, gotcha.
And I'm just happy Future actually put out a good album this time.
Same.
It's been a while.
Same. I'm happy anyone has put out a good album recently. So I'm amped. Obviously, that'll be overshadowed next month when Taylor Swift drops a double album. And it's all that anybody's talking about there.
Well, Future is supposed to drop the second part of this album.
When? Do you know?
In like a month.
I wouldn't do that next to Taylor's album, but that's to each his own.
Do you think it's going to be the same audience?
I don't know if there's a whole lot of crossover.
Yeah, I don't think there's crossover, to be honest with you.
It's not that. We're going back to the Big Sean thing. There's just some waves that are too big. It's like, let's let that one crash, and then we'll try to catch the next one.
First off, Taylor and Future have collabed before.
You're kidding.
Endgame, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, and Future.
That's right.
There's a stretch where Future was on anything.
That's funny, man.
And it's a great song.
Yeah.
Is it? I bury hatchets, but I keep maps of where I put them. Yep. Come on.
It was a banger, line. Dude.
Come on.
Yeah. It was a banger, for sure.
What
Bob.
A jam.
It was a huge song, dude.
Do you like the Rick Ross one?
With Taylor Swift?
No, with Future.
Yes, yeah.
That's a good song.
That's a great song. Look, the album's rad, and I'm amped about it, but Taylor Swift is coming out soon, and that's going to be all over with. She's still with Travis Kelce, by the way. They were at a bar.
She was yelling at him.
Yeah. Can you pull up that picture? Did you see that?
I think she's just an animated gal.
That's what I think. And they caught the wrong frame. It's kind of like pressing the live button on your iPhone when you take a picture. You could scroll through and find a frame where your kid's sad in it or they're smiling.
Right.
But this is going around everywhere.
No, I think this actually caption describes exactly what's happening.
Okay,
what did it read the caption?
Well, yeah, this is our friend Nick Adams.
The alpha male. Taylor Swift was spotted at a restaurant verbally berating Travis Kelce yesterday. A nearby patron reported that Taylor was aggressively pushing Travis to hold out of training camp and demand a new contract to help her fund her upcoming album.
Oh, boy. He deserves a new contract.
You know, but he is the kind of boyfriend that you have to be like, and don't.
talk do to him like a
that.
Dog.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and don't. And another thing, like, just this morning, like, don't do that, right? Or something.
Yeah.
That's all. It's not a fight. She's just, he's eating and, okay, babe. And she's like, just don't do it. Just don't do it. And that's all. It looks like she's yelling, but... You know,
that is that's it right there. That's perfect. Actually, pop that up one more time and just say "and don't" over that.
Yeah. So, oh, and don't. Just when you're brushing your teeth, just like point. You know what I mean? Like point the face a little bit more towards the sink, and then look. Some sprays on the mirror. Fine. Just wipe it up after. It's babe. And then it goes, I love you.
That's
but
what one, that's what
like,
that fight
please.
Is. That's what that fight that's is all. Right there. That's a perfect summation of this. is there a reader's post underneath it? What do they add there? The context?
They added a community note.
What does it say?
This claim's entirely fabricated. Patrons at the restaurant report that they were in good spirits having a normal conversation.
But if you follow Nick Adams, you know what Nick Adams is.
No, totally. But this picture has been everywhere. Yeah. And people have been saying the same thing.
It's a funny pic.
It is. And this does feel like an iPhone Live where you just back it up and find the frame where she's fucking crazy looking. I'm sure
she's talking about someone else. Like... You know?
Yeah. Just super
animated. Could be talking about Meghan Markle. That's how I was in the beginning of the show, right?
True.
Yeah, you seems were crazy. Like I was mad at you.
You were crazy.
But I was talking to you about someone else that I don't
like. You were talking at me, yeah. You were crazy
that's
this
all.
Morning.
That's all that's going on here.
Unhinged, some might say, out of you. I mean, really fucking unhinged over there, Jesse. And it's been nuts.
They're just too, both of them are too, her and especially are just too professional to fight and they just never would.
Yeah. Also, what's he even going to get angry about?
Nothing.
Him? No.
No.
She, her? Maybe.
But my point is, what would he even do? Do you know? Like he's just along for the ride. Almost.
Right. He's happy to be there.
Okay, babe. Yeah. Whatever.
He's happy to be nominated. So it's just kind of like. If anyone's going to be mad, it's her, and then he's just going to take it, and she would never, ever do anything like that.
No, but this
in public.
This schedule, though, that they've got, it's got to be insane, because she's on a fucking full world tour right now. So trying to meet up between all these cities and everything else, holy shit, dude.
They're in the Bahamas.
Right. But would she just finish Australia or something like that?
Yeah, she was in Asia for sure.
She was in Asia for a while, then went to the Super Bowl, and then she was in Australia. And it's a massive worldwide tour.
Yeah, yeah.
So him and her flying back and forth to all this crazy shit is going to take
a
toll.
It's fun. He's 3 years away from being a house husband.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, working 3 hours a day on his podcast.
Yeah.
And raising the kids.
You think if they three-peat this year, the Chiefs, that he walks away after this year?
Dude, maybe.
Could. Why not?
I think that's his ultimate goal at this point. Because then he'd
get married and have a podcast and just travel around the world. He genuinely loves her music.
Yeah,
so.
Your wife is Taylor Swift. You have 4 Super Bowl rings, the first three-peat ever. Yep. You're an obvious first ballot Hall of Famer.
Nothing left to prove at that point.
Yeah, what else is there?
I agree, Bob. I would walk
away. And your brother just retired doing a fucking podcast, hanging out.
Yep, because you and I watched Giselle on ET last night on Entertainment Tonight, and you know they were asking about Tom Brady, and she was getting choked up and all that shit, and then thinking back to it and just looking back at the last couple years of it, if he just would have walked off the fucking field after winning the Super Bowl, perfect life. Tom Brady, perfect life, all that other shit. I was just like, no, fuck you. I'm gonna try one more here. And it's like, oh, Christ.
All right, bud.
Blew up his entire life.
He wizardsed.
I know. For no reason. He could have walked
off. Rolls off the tongue, huh, Bob?
I know. He got his revenge. He got out of New England. He got away from the coach and the owner. Won it on his own with a team that fucking sucks down there. And he could have just walked off a goddamn champion. And just pressed it. So maybe he does. Maybe he wins this upcoming year. Nobody from the NFC is going to give them any fucking problem. So maybe he wins this year and then just walks off a fucking champion and just gets married.
Right.
If I'm his buddies, I would tell him the same thing. His brother just retired.
Yeah.
Do the podcast. Go to Taylor Swift shows. I mean, she's got a double album coming out. So those tours are going to keep going, friend. You know?
Right.
Travel the world, bro.
Yeah, but he can't be around her too much.
Yeah.
That's when she breaks up with him.
For her sake. Yeah, for her sake. But also, like, I don't know if he can be with Taylor Swift and not do anything himself that she can go to.
Then he end up like Jay Cutler.
Yeah, like, that would be hard. I don't know. Or maybe he's just like, dude, fuck it, I don't care.
Remember when,
like, you have to be a really confident dude.
Cavalieri was just like, you don't do anything. And he's like, well, that's the point.
Yeah, that's the point of retirement. Yeah, so it gives, that's the point of retirement.
Yes.
I don't have to do anything. Man. We have enough money.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool.
And now I'm funding your entire
jewelry, clothing line, all that other shit. Yeah. Doesn't give a fuck, that guy. God, he's great. I want him on the show. Does he do podcasts?
I'd love to get good. He had his own for a second.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't care enough.
He didn't. He was too lazy and he just didn't do it.
It was like supposed to come out every week and it was just like, meh. Like whenever he felt like it. Yeah.
I mean, it was hard enough getting Urlacher on the podcast, right? Between rounds of golf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you don't need it.
Yeah.
Why?
I know. You got to have something to do, though. You got to have something to do with your life, especially an athlete. You retired this young. I think he's only 33.
Who?
Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's say he plays one more year and retires at 34. You're looking at roughly 50 years of retirement. It's nuts to think about.
Right.
She's not slowing down, though. She's a fucking train. They're not stopping Taylor Swift, man.
Yeah.
Even you and I were talking about it we were talking about concerts last night. It was like, oh, yeah, we'll take, you could take our daughter to see whatever the next, you know, new girl is. And I was like, shit, it might still be Taylor Swift at that age.
Yeah, probably.
Honestly, it needs to happen too, because he's going to get her pregnant and then you're going to get pictures of him walking around with a baby and a baby Bjorn at a playground or whatever.
Yeah.
This is going to drive millions of women. This is man's final play.
It sure is.
It's going to drive millions of women to want to A, get married and have babies, and B, be the breadwinner.
Yep.
Go out to work while dad, and then we're just going to bro down. And
yeah, we're having a population crisis. So this is the world order's playing.
And anytime we have a crisis, who do we call to save it?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Say, hey, could you just like get married and like have a baby and be super normie about it?
Inspire all those
women. Yeah, just so they start. Oof.
Yeah, doing something again.
Settling down.
Eesh. Speaking of settling down, we watched the Bachelorette finale last night. Or Bachelor, I'm sorry.
Bachelor.
That's still going?
Finale. Yeah. It was actually the best season they've ever had.
Oh.
Always watch it with you to get into it and we can hang. Dude was a fucking pimp. Voted the best bachelor of all time, which he was. God damn, he just made no mistakes, that motherfucker, dude. Married the right person, did all the things, and got out of there clean. I've never seen it happen before.
Came off well?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And every single girl he broke up with was just like, I get it.
Which
thank
is
you.
Boring,
thank you for the dignity
right?
and respect. And
he Which was just is like, boring, right?
No.
And he's like in love, and it was a totally normal girl, and they're great. Nobody's mad at him.
Both hot.
What are we doing?
Yeah. So it was good. It was good. Now, the Chinese chick who's going to be the new bachelorette here coming up, she's got a fucking wild side. So that one's going to get wild, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if she's Chinese.
Asian.
Yeah.
You know, look, I lump them all in. I don't know. I don't know.
Tran is Vietnamese.
We know you do.
Is it?
Jen Tran.
I think when they met her parents, I think they said Vietnamese.
Yes, so, yeah. Yes.
So good for her, but she's a crazy one.
She's super hot.
Yeah.
And I think she parties.
She parties. So they were doing shots at the end of the episode live on air last night.
Let's do it.
So this one's going to get wild. So if you're looking for a wild one, this is probably the one.
Okay, good.
She's talked about like crazy sex a bunch throughout the episodes and all that other shit. And you were like, all right, well, this one's going to be off the fucking rails.
Okay.
So that one should be all right. I don't want to see any more of the old ones, though. They kept popping up those old heads.
The Golden Bachelor?
So Jesse and I refused to watch The Golden Bachelor because we felt bad. And we finally saw who he ended up with, and that woman looks like she has one foot in the fucking grave.
I think they should combine all these shows that have been on network TV forever. The Bachelor, Amazing Race, Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Just mash it all together into one show.
They have.
They kind of do.
Yeah, they've crossed over, yeah.
But
some of the bachelors have been on, bachelorettes have been on Amazing Race over the years. That Boston Rob has been on goddamn everything. Every show you could ever imagine.
I remember that from my childhood.
Yeah. Boston Rob, dude. Yeah. He wore the hat and he had the Boston accent.
He wore a fucking Red Sox hat.
His like first
Survivor?
Survivor. Oh, okay.
Survivor.
Oh,
and then
then
he got married to somebody from Survivor. Oh, and then went back for Survivor All Stars. And then the wife ended up winning.
Oh,
and
he
ended
up having a living
race. And they did, I don't know how many Amazing Races together.
Not a bad career.
Gotcha. Yeah, really stretched it out.
You
want to
talk about
huh?
living out the machine? He lived it out in the machine, dude.
Yeah.
Boston Rob. But what was cool was the girl with the cochlear implants bowing out and saying, hey, I don't want to do the fucking Bachelorette. I'm all good there.
Yeah. Turning down the Bachelorette.
Yeah. Love that's to see it, actually.
That's a great move.
Well, at least you know she's a real person. Yeah, you're like, hey, dude, I'm not feeling the best after doing this, and I'm going to take some time with my family and everybody else, so I'll see you guys later. I like it. I've never seen it happen before.
Just doesn't seem like a great way to meet the one.
Well, you asked that. We were talking about it last night.
I wonder if like these like Love is Blind and Bachelor are like going to turn into the way people a better option for dating, because aren't dating apps like a big dumpster fire?
Yeah, I haven't been on in a while.
You know what I mean? So it's just like not safe. You don't know what's going on. At least in these fucking shows, Everyone's vetted. Background check.
Cameras are everywhere.
Cameras and everything around. Yeah. You get time.
Yeah, but then you get engaged to somebody 3 days after they fucked two other people.
Yeah, true. But I mean, look, if you're looking at the dating app shit, how many of those women or dudes
are
just swiping right
and
boning over and over again
and everything.
That could 100% happen. Or you could date a couple people at one time and then choose one person, right? Like in the real world.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happens?
Yeah,
you're talking to.
Sure.
You're in the talking stage with people.
Sure.
Then it's a situation.
Yeah. And talking is
what do I know?
Boning, yeah.
What do I know? Yeah. Nothing.
No, it's because we didn't have dating apps and all that shit. You and I have been together for, 13 years now at this point? Yeah. So we missed that, luckily. But maybe it is. I don't know. The wild part about it was every girl was genuinely in love with that dude. And they were all disappointed. And so maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. Or maybe you get invited on a plane with a famous rapper. And that's how you meet. And you guys have a relationship over years with 5 to 10 dudes, every other weekend. And you do a bunch of drugs and trying to figure it out.
Is that Diddy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure is. Sure is. Because even that Cassie chick who filed that lawsuit, they were together off and on for 10, 12 years. So who fucking knows, man? Wild times ahead, though. And it's fun. Pop on over to Drinking Bros this afternoon. We got a general on the show today.
What?
Yeah, a real live general.
Real live general.
Yeah. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, internet went out here. It's not great. There's tons of construction. Obviously, we did the show with TxDOT the other day and all that other shit. It's getting worse and worse and worse. I drove down there this morning.
Rob also got a text message right before we went live that Spectrum was having outages.
Yeah, they sure are, because there's 50,000 tractors that are tearing up the earth about a half mile up the road. It took me an hour and 10 minutes to get downtown, and it was 8 miles. So not stoked about that. Right. Fun little sign that was left up on accident was there was two roads that they hadn't closed off yet. Both of them said 290. Hmm. So watched 10 cars have a nice pile up on that. Luckily,
did it drop
nobody
into
was
nothing.
No, it ended. It said road closed.
Oh.
And it looked like the middle road. Luckily,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
luckily every day now.
Luckily,
yes.
People
it changes every night
had braked in time and nobody got injured in this, but they didn't close up the gap. And so even I was confused and I was like, oh shit, right or left, right or left, right or left. And I chose right. I was correct. The guys that went left were not correct. And holy shit.
It legitimately changes every day.
Yes.
With the road. It's like, all right, this road's open today. Tomorrow, Maybe not.
It is unbelievably dangerous, and they are digging up the fucking earth about a half mile up the road. So forgive us for any internet troubles. You know, nothing we can do about it here, but this is a massive fucking highway that's going in with multiple overpasses and all this other shit. So it's strange to see.
Yeah.
This is definitely not the Austin that I remember from back in the day, and it's starting to feel like Atlanta. Right. Growing up as a kid in Atlanta, where you just had these massive fucking highways, and you're like, holy, you just lived in construction.
Getting built over your house and shit.
Everywhere. So forgive us for the internet issues. We apologize. This will be uploaded shortly here on YouTube. Audio show always comes out right after this show is over. While you're there, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review on iTunes. Also, head on over to Spotify and do the same thing. And then, Jesse, subscribe to Crime Corner.
Crime Corner, the...
Yeah!
The show that we recorded for Patreon. Well, one more extra episode, mm-hmm. and then the show that we recorded for Patreon will come out next week.
And all video,
and then it'll be week after week after.
Right, and all video will be on Patreon, and audio will be on Spotify, iTunes, all that other stuff. It's called Crime Corner with Jesse Wiseman, and download it, subscribe, do the ratings, all that other stuff. That's what helps drive it up the charts. And so far, so good. We got a slow launch going. Who you guys have on the show? What are you talking about this week?
This week we are doing a case. I think we're either doing the cap. Oh, the one that we recorded already?
Yeah.
What did we do?
You just recorded on Friday.
Oh my God, I just recorded it Friday. I drink during the show, guys, as you know. Serial killer, Todd Kohlhepp.
There you go.
Real estate, serial killer.
All right.
Great cover up. Hire people to cover, you know, to come like clean the listings. Sure. Upstanding dude. And then you could just have a container with padlock. Or he's otherwise known as the Amazon review killer, too, if you're looking
that That's fun. I like mm-hmm. that. I like that.
He would leave reviews about the things that he used to torture. So, like, he would review the padlock that he used to lock people up and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Just to let Amazon know.
Yeah.
Great product.
Great product. Loved it.
Works well.
That'll drop 8:00 EST every Wednesday night, correct? So look for new episodes of that. Super excited for you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Download Crime Corner. Appreciate tuning in, kids. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.